Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the halal industry, do for self. I always like to begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We want to thank our brother, Amin Yasir Muhammad, the brother that is involved, he's an educator, and he's involved with the Sister Clara Muhammad's STEM school for allowing us to use this hour per day of his time. When we speak from the Bilal's industry, the halal industry, excuse me, Bilal's Inc., the halal industry, we're speaking about our theory, our way of trying to build economics for our people. We also speak in behalf of establishing the model community. That we do in conjunction with the community-wide Shura Conference. Excuse me, we've been here talking. I got to get my brothers, Nate and Jane, recognized. When they come in, they got to go to another room and talk. Because my head and what they saying, we having a good time conversing, but bottom line, yeah, we need to put our mind right on it a couple minutes before we turn the radio on. So one of the things I like, and this is for our brother Muhammad as well as others, if you know anyone that you want to let them get on to hear our discussion, you want to give them the same number you dial in with, 515-602-9665. Now, there is one problem with that. To date, we are not able to see who calls in. My number, I'm the host, my number normally would be shown first, then the other number. So it's something that still has to be set up with the blog talk, I guess, people who run the particular boards to find out why we don't have that. And one other thing we don't have, when we do a PSA, we don't have the control bars on there to turn on a PSA, so we have to talk through it, which is okay too, but we wanted to share that with you. Bilal's Inc., the halal industry, this is about literally economics established through the slaughtering in a halal manner, in processing meats and products from beef, lamb, goat, and poultry. We want to do all of that in a halal way. excuse me, alhamdulillah. So we work on that and have been working for some time. And we believe we're near to doing it, even though I often tell the brothers and the sisters that's with us, sometimes Allah will allow you to struggle through something to be sure in your own conviction that you are serious about what you're doing. You know, as in some people, they want to do halal business till they're in it. Then they don't mind cheating it or cheating somebody. You can't do that. Halal starts off with the person. If your character is not halal, if your efforts are not halal, then you're selling something wrong. In 1995, when I first started slaughtering and processing what I called back then Bilal's meats, I drove throughout the cities in the Delaware Valley every week. And many times, and it's not just to put out on our foreign brothers, our brothers from overseas. Many times I'll go into their places and I see they selling pork. After I show them my meat and we have a good conversation and they're willing to buy it and purchase and whatnot, and I would leave them and tell them, no, I don't want to do business with you. So we have to understand, we see some of that every year. Somebody's meats are being turned back. And that happened with Christians and everybody else too. But you have to be very careful. Years ago, one body of Muslims from overseas, a lot of their meat wasn't slaughtered properly. You can't do that. But for me, going into the marketplace, and I guess I can hold the same thing against people who have supermarkets, but they don't claim to have a halal store. They have the supermarket sells from everyone. But when I see a Muslim put on his signs outside, inside, halal, and I walk in and I see that they're selling pork, I don't want my product in there. That don't mean they can't go get it from somewhere else and get it. But I don't want it in. I'm not going to sell to them. And I would ask them, why are you selling pork? Brother, please. The people eat pork. I said, you live overseas. You come over here to sell halal. You don't eat pork. But you're going to sell my people pork. No, but they eat pork, brother. I said, yes, they don't know Islam yet. But you're supposed to show them by selling only what you're supposed to sell as a Muslim. We got to set the standards in America. Allah has given to us something. And it's not beating them up. Look how long we've been beat up. We've been beat up to the point that we hardly have any kind of businesses that's worthwhile, that can really generate funds and send a message at the same time. Matter of fact, I can't think of one. Halal sends a message. But the person has to be halal. The person has to be one that won't do the things that shouldn't be done. I'm Muslim. Up before in my life, I made mistakes. But once you tack your name to halal products, that's a difference.
Yeah.
That's a new ball game. And someone can still hold against you what you used to do, but when you're doing something today and it's still the worst thing, you can't be trusted. So that's what I told them. And there was a number of them. It wasn't all of the Arabs or the Pakistanis or the other people from abroad. It wasn't all of them. But every now and then I run into one or two that they want to sell pork right next to halal products. And I refused to sell to them. And they would almost, in a nice way, I mean, I don't mean they got on their knees, but they would like kind of almost beg me to forgive them and but you come over here, you're going to tell me because my people eat pork. We're trying to get our people to look at Islam. We ain't trying to, I mean, in other words, I'm not against my family that are Christians, but I want them to look at Islam. Allah will do what he will with the Christians, family or not. But we do know if you practice Islam, you're saying there's one God. You're not saying there's a mixture. Our Christian brothers and sisters, they got it in their scripture. They even got the words wrong. They say God is a jealous God and don't make no partners for him. That's wrong. What I ain't a jealous person. Somebody got something, I ain't jealous. If it's something I think I need, they got a car, they got a nice car, God bless them. I want a nice car, I go out and work and get one. God ain't like that with us. He's a jealous God. No, he's not jealous. Now, I understand what they're trying to say. Don't give him no partner. Well, just a second. Don't give him no partner. Don't make no partners. He is the creator, owner of everything. And we have to help people with the language so that they can see better. We're not battling against religion. Allah established Moses. He established Jesus. He established Muhammad, the prophet, prayer and peace be upon him. And other messengers are mentioned. Other prophets have been mentioned. Jonah, the one that didn't want to do his job, swallowed by the whale and the belly of the whale. He gave us different illustrations, Lot, prophet, all these great men. There's messages he's given to us. I spoke to some imams years ago, and they was talking about homosexuals, that the prophet said, run them off a hill, kill all of them. I had to straighten them up. No, I don't know where you got that from, but the prophet didn't say that. If you want to know what to do with them, look at Lot's story. I learned that as a child. I used to ask my father, why all of that happened? Meaning, why did they get burnt with brimstone, fire of brimstone? They didn't want to change their ways. What were their ways? They wanted to be men with men. Lot says, take my daughters. When the two messengers came to us, at this Bible first. But I am too. But I got it from the Bible as a child when my father used to read this. And I'd ask my father every time he read, and he read the stories every week. Why did he keep doing that? I'm a child, so I don't know he reading me the same story for a while. Why don't they do better? And his wife can't go along with him, and Lot is told, don't look back. Your wife's going to be lost, but don't you look back. She wasn't lost because she was a homosexual. She was a sympathizer for them. That's Allah telling us something. Don't beat them up. Some of the imams said to me in the time that I was speaking of. The prophet said, run them off a cliff. No, he ain't say nothing like that. And Lot was told by the two messengers that visited him, at a certain time of night, get you and your family out of this house. And keep walking and don't look back, and your wife is not going to make it all the way with you. She's a sympathizer. Today, when we look at even in our government, I don't hate people because of what they are. I don't have to do that. Allah has spoken. But I know if I talk to a man and he look like a woman, get what I say? I ain't say a woman that look like a man, because every woman might look like her brother. And every man might look like his sister.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about the character now of carrying out something that ain't true. You want to deceive yourself, you ain't going to deceive me. Hey, brother, how you doing? He could be in a dress or drag or whatever. I mean, and they can look at me and see that, you know, I didn't say it like I'm scared to say it, and I ain't say it like I'm sounding. But you ain't going to make my, I'm, you know, the old joke on TV. You gonna believe me or believe your blind eyes? You know what I mean? How your eyes blind? You seeing stuff? In other words, act like you see me the way I want to be seen. No, I can't do that. Man, I can't do that. And I'm not beating them up on it. I'm just saying we, the Muslims, we have to be examples. We're not hurting those who move wrong, but we're supposed to be a model picture to them why we should do right. We're talking about doing a model community. We need all of us to be involved. Things that we tried to do the other day with the Zoom, but the Zoom didn't go through well, so we're going to try and do it again. Prayerfully, we'll get the word out to the people, and we pray that we can get us moving towards doing what we need, a model community. That's a part of our history. And then it being a part of our history, I don't mean the African-American descendants of slaves right here. That's a part of the Islamic history. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, was a model. And the cities he established Islam in became a model. Did they all stay model? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But I know in America, Islam came to us. This African-American descendant of slaves, people want to say, no, it didn't. Well, who it came to? Came to Elijah Muhammad. Was there any Muslim that came before the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Yes, but they weren't thinking about us. There were some that came when we was in the slave field. They were not thinking about us. They just come to see how they can get some of the wealth out of America, this new world. Our beloved brothers and sisters in Dearborn, Michigan, they built a community. But their original founders of that area came to meet with Ford, who made the car, to make money, to get in with this new project. That's all good. That's all nice. We ain't beating them up for that. But wasn't nobody stopping to give us no Islam. Allah gave it to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Oh, Fried Muhammad? Fried Muhammad is dead, got children, just like any one of us. He ain't God. His father, his mother, Alfonso and Gigi, a black man, tried to have him first. When the baby came forth, it was a girl. Alfonso said, oops, I missed that time. First of all, God ain't got no father, but if he was a God, how did he miss? So when Fried come, Fried brought over his frustration with what was happening where he came from, that people were treating them in such a way, he came and wanted to teach somebody to be almost like paybacks. but he used the Quran to do it with. He didn't raise people up to kill and hate. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, born in 1897, with a third grade education, was able to look into that message and say, I got to do something for my people. His wife heard him speak first, heard Farad speak first. Mr. Clyde Muhammad, she heard him speak first. She went to visit with a friend to hear him speak. And when she heard it, she said, my husband need this. Elijah need this. Because Elijah at that time was drinking himself to death with the hardship of the way people live. He put the burden on him for our people. And Allah blessed him with the message this night. And when he got the message, Sister Clara witnessed, may Allah be pleased with her, that he quit drinking. She witnessed that message helped him. She knew, first of all, it would when she heard it, that that's what he needed to hear. And what was Farad Muhammad looking for? He was looking for someone that could take the message and make it work. What was the message? The message was study the Quran. Follow the guidance of the Quran. He didn't right then push the hadith. The hadith came along with it. But he pushed the Quran. He pushed Allah's word. And in pushing Allah's word, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad picked up the message. And in him picking up the message, he was able to teach those with the little education he had, but the confidence he had in the message. The lessons when I came in 1969. It says, if you learn these lessons, your reward will be a Quran. Sometimes it was called Quran Kareem. Sometimes it was called Quran Sharif. But nonetheless, a Quran. Before I even got in any lessons, my first visit to the temple, I wound up with a Quran. So when people say, he didn't lead us right, how did I get the Quran? I got the message to the black man, too, and how he to live, which was clearly two books that had nothing to do directly with God writing them.
Right.
These were books from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Clear. Was no darkness about that. And what did he say? He has a message for the black man. What's the message? Allah is your God, brother. The same God that wrote the Quran, or gave the Quran, excuse me. It was the angel Jibril who did the first writing. He wrote it on the heart of Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. Where did we get that from? We got it from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I remember when we was taught that Elijah Muhammad said, the temples are not worthy of our prayer. In other words, the way we pray. So it wasn't being prayed like that. When I was taught by a brother, Abdullah Shah, used to be Lieutenant Edward VII, he passed, may Allah give him paradise. He took a liking to me, and he showed me before I graduated out of the orientation class, which I wasn't in as long as the people that was there. I came in because they couldn't start a new one because it was only myself, and they had this class going on, so they let me sit in it. But the brother saw me achieving, and he let me graduate, allowed me to be the valedictorian. What was that? What was my demonstration? Talk? No. Show how to pray, how to say all five prayers, how to say what position I'm in English and Arabic. Say in Arabic. Say it now in English. What's the difference in the Adhan and the Iqamah, et cetera, et cetera. So much so Jeremiah applauded it to the point that he didn't make no big deal out of me. He just from now on, nobody can graduate without knowing how to pray to Allah. But people want to say, we didn't get it. No, we did get it. Jealousy, because you went abroad to get something, and you found out you was doing the same thing our slave parents was doing, holding the hand of the white man. You holding the hand of the Arab. That ain't the way to look at it. Allah wants us all to be free from each other. Whose hands should we hold? The hands of Allah. How do we hold the hands of Allah? Read the Quran. Put the Quran on your heart and listen. And be careful of what you say and what you do. I mean, so this has been a blessing for us coming into Islam. Let us take a PSA. And I can't hit the automatic one because it's still not showing if our brother Muhammad is listening. We need to find out how to get that straight. Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum. I'd like to read from the 35th surah. It's 27 to 30. Seest thou not that Allah sends down rain from the sky? With it we then bring out produce of various colors, and in the mountains are tracks white and red of various shades of color, and black intense in hue. And so amongst men and crawling creatures and cattle are they of various colors. Those truly fear Allah among his servants who have knowledge. For Allah exalted in might are forgiving. Those who rehearse the book of Allah, establish record of prayer, and spend in charity out of what we have provided for them, secretly and openly, hope for a commerce that will never fail. For he will pay them their need, nay, he will give them even more out of his bounty, for he is all forgiving, most ready to appreciate service. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891, 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit AM360.org, Parent Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Thank you, Brother James. As-salamu alaykum. This is Nate Muhammad. I just want to elaborate on staying according to what the Imam is talking about. But I just want to address the halal industry and its need. We know halal, permissible by Allah, God. Industry, the definition in the Webster Dictionary, is a group of productive enterprise or organization that produce or supply or sources of income. And when we look back at how we want to establish and bring the people into the halal industry is by, as the Imam who said, put them in business, directing them in a sense that everything is going to be lawful by God or by Allah. And that's very important because that is the vehicle that we're going to use to ride towards our model community. The model community, it has to be halal in order for we to establish that. It has to work, come from Allah. It has to be halal. Can't come in a model community playing both ends of the stick, being haram and halal. You like fake it, tell you make that means you can't do it that way. You're coming in. If you made it to that point, to the door of the model community, believe me, you have earned it. Because I know Allah wouldn't let you go through that. He wouldn't permit you to do that. So I know that. So in order for you to stand up and take a rightful place in a model community, you had to earn it. You had to earn it first within yourself. You had to earn it not from the group. You the one had to strive, overcome all, especially like what we are coming from out today, all this blight. All that is haram. We have to rise up above all through all this haram in order to establish the halal industry and the model community. We have to rise up above. We look at all the things that we encountered, trying to stay afloat, they're coming at you from all angles with blight, lie, cheating, and stealing, just to try to discourage you, frustrate you. These are the challenges that we have to have to overcome in order to get to our destination. And that's a challenge. And you as an individual have to accept that challenge. I can't accept it for you. I can only accept my challenge. But if we rise, and that's why in the beginning, as the imam wrote, we have to unite. And if we was united, that society can't touch us because they don't have no way to get to you. But if you move individually, it's going to be on you. As soon as you turn right, it's sitting on your left. As soon as you turn left, it's reminding you to stay on the right. So it's an everyday common thing. But we have to want to do this. We once had a blueprint of an industry type thing. We had the steak and takes. We had the fish. We had brothers in doing a little bit of everything in the community. It was very vibrant. You know? So we was all proud and was to be a part of it. Then everything took a turn, established the Imam Muhammad, cashier, and a lot of that stuff went to the wayside, not because of the imam, it's because of the individual. That's what we learned. That man telling us to be held accountable for what our own actions. Don't worry about what other people doing. Save yourself first. But we had to establish the criteria in us, especially for the halal. And I didn't realize that we were striving towards the being halal until the imam mentioned it in 95. That's when it hit. Well, that's what we're striving for. Because we done came out the as the imam, we used to call it the blank. But we put it back to rise together and be our brother's keeper. Remind us what we should be doing, how we should do it. But we all still have to come and sit down under one or under the oneness of Allah. So I see the imam just came back and would like to give him back the podium. I sound like
him. Okay, my son. Thank you very much, Brother Nate. Nate Muhammad, Jane Bashir, I didn't mention earlier, the co-host for the halal industry. So, again, we're speaking today towards the halal industry, but we're also speaking to the fact that we're working together to pull together a think tank.
Yes, sir.
And that think tank will be working on establishing the model community. As I said before I got off the mic a moment ago, we had our first Zoom. We wanted to do it as a Zoom. I proposed that because it would give us an opportunity to recognize how we're establishing this think tank. This think tank won't be ran by one. It'll be a contribution from many. And somebody might say, well, if it be many, too many hands make the work hard or whatever the case is. No. If we're talking about building a model community, it's different from building a room or sitting in a room. We're talking about a model community. That means everything we need, we have to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
We need more than one person or one group of people speaking to it. We need people with different talents. We're looking at who do we need and for what is the need. So when we put together a think tank, we need a body of people who are together working with each other to build in this matter as or for the model community. Who do we need? One of the first that we need, I should say, not just who, is our imams. We're talking to others can be included. I've never tried to do something and say, it's me, the Muslim, but leave the Christian out. My family were Christians. I came from Christianity to Islam. The majority of us did. So, yes, we have to call them, too. We can't turn our back. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say, brother, you're not free until your brother free.
Right.
And what he meant is our people. His message was for our people. We're going to exclude others? No. But we can't build it just wanting to go along with everyone else because they will still intentionally or unintentionally, in the name of Allah or not in the name of Allah, they will still leave us out. Old song, God bless the child to get his own. There's enough space for everybody to have their own. So we need our imams. I'm an imam. I have a body of brothers and sisters who say I'm their imam. We had three women, four masjids over the years. The last one we were in, I suggested to the body, yes, we was handling it, but I don't believe we should just be rent. So let's go back to the Mother Masjid of Philadelphia and work there. Some of the brothers didn't because they saw that some of them wasn't pushing behind Imam Muhammad like they should. Well, I used the thought, let's look at the green carpet. Look at it as grass and go back and plant grass, good seeds. Not grass, but let's talk to the people because people know us. They don't know us as no weakling. We were there with the nation, and we are there with the son of the nation. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. And by Allah's permission, we're still here. So it's time to build. So we need imams. What do the imams first need to do? They have to show they believe.
Right.
This, you know, Islam is all about belief first. You can't even practice Islam without belief. You may eat halal. You may wash regular. You may not mess around, fornicate, or anything like that. But the bottom line is, do we believe? And we start off believing in what? Allah, our creator. Not just ours, but we're saying our creator. We believe in him first. And every activity from that point on should be already in our mind, approved by Allah. We may slip. Where's the approval you're going to get down? Oh, Allah, forgive me, please. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. Allah don't tell us we can't mess up. He tells us what to do if you do mess up. So we need the bill, so we need our imams who came, particularly those who came from the community of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and stayed particularly when Imam Muhammad became the leader. We'll get everybody in time. Everybody that's supposed to be there in time, we'll get them. But we would expect, I'm a person that started in the nation, never left it. When he passed, never left his son. So I'm expected to actually be able to build from what was given to me from Allah through them. So the imams that still exist, that hold on to that, they should be the ones calling the people that they talk to get involved with being a part, starting with the imam, being part of the think tank. Part of the imam's job is to give the motivation. We believe that this is something we got to do. Now let's motivate each other to do it. Belief is a motivation within itself. If I believe that Allah wants me to do something, then I got all the motivation I need. There may be some blocks standing in my way, but I got all the motivation I need to move toward those blocks and move them out of the way. And the best way for us to move them out of the way first is to talk. Come together. Put the think tank together. No imam is excluded because we're counting on them to take the message back to the same people who we're talking to. In the ranks of those people, we got everything. From A to Z, we got everything. Everything in the society, if it's not all on the West Coast, it's on the East Coast, or in the South or in the North. Might be in the same city, living on one end of the city and not on the other end of the city. But we have to believe that everything everybody else has, we have. We have some better than any other one may be. But we have to put it back together. We've gotten divided when others came and began to teach us. The prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, our brothers from overseas, they forget this hadith. The prophet said to his closest companions, a couple of things. Number one, he said to them, when you run into a people that you don't know, you don't speak their language, you don't know their culture, excuse me, don't you teach them. Don't get in front of them. Don't lead them. You give them the five pillars, and let them teach themselves. And don't change their culture. And he also said this. This is in Hadith. He said, if you, the men, find when you go to another people, the clothes you wearing, you know, the thobes and everything, he didn't say thobe, but the clothes you wearing look like the clothes the women were wearing. You know, our women used to, before these old short mini skirts and everything, they wore long dresses and everything. They wore what looked like a thobe. The prophet told them to take that off and put on what their men are wearing. They were pants, you know. Instead, many of us, we start trying to dress like we're in the desert. Why? Imam Muhammad told us when he came in office, a little bit after, but it was early part, your own clothes, make your own shoes, make things that fit you, a style. We don't have no great tailors that came up out of that, or seamstress. There's some, don't get me wrong. Every city got some. But we still look at, you know, Calvin Klein or Gucci or whoever the case may be, and we have not yet made one of our own brothers and sisters wealthy by becoming a name brand, making us clothes. Another thing about us as an African-American people, descendants of slaves, we make everybody rich but ourselves. We buy everything everybody else sells when we got people do the same thing. Sometimes we just don't want to do it. We haven't killed that in us yet, that we don't want to deal with our own. And now don't feel alone in that, because we come to find out Caucasians do that with Caucasians. Hispanics do it with Hispanics. Chinese do it with Chinese, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody has a term that Shaitan whispers to them, and they don't work along with each other. Family, friends, or whatever the case may be. But you and I have to see in America that Allah has made us a model. You don't see it. If you don't look close enough, you ain't got to use no magnifying glass. Just look close. White folks did not make us, or they were the slave masters. Right. But Allah made us slaves,
right.
And especially the kind of slaves we became.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was wiped out, who we were, where we came from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For Allah to eventually give this empty vessel, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad described it. Remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in one of his last address, I'm emptying the vessel of the man. I used the poison ball. But the one coming after me going to bring you face to face with God. He's going to pour the word of God in you, a clean vessel. Remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad spoke with a lot of symbols, signs, not like a mason, but he gave us information. Study these lessons, and when you complete them and you do it well, we'll give you a Quran as a gift. You can't get nothing better as a gift. Yeah, we might need money. You might need a pair of shoes as a gift, but you cannot get nothing better than the Quran. Just for some lessons, reading some lessons, the poison book, a little bit. Stories he told us about Faraj Muhammad told us he wasn't God. So anybody that's confused with that, that's their personal confusion. He said the man got a birthday. God don't have a birthday. Nothing was in the beginning with him. We don't know how his beginning start, and don't see no way for it to end. But what Allah does is allow people to pick up from him and build with confidence, with belief. Wherever they at, to be the best example. When they're the best example, the society gets better. I know for a fact the Muslims caused Philadelphia to be better. Right now, it looks like nobody's being able to give a message to these young brothers. Why? We don't look united. We got brothers look just like us who rather be with the foreign language. I don't mean Arabic. Than to be close to anybody that's with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. They don't have no reason for that. All we got to do is unite and work. We don't have to get no time to that. The progress that we can make can help people see better by Allah's permission. So as I said, we number one thing we need is the imams. Not to sound like me or sound like this brother or that brother, sound like yourself and pull the people together in the fact that we got to build the model community and it's time now. We're not asking for money. There have been brothers have expressed putting money up in time. We got Graceline Credit Union. The brothers are always talking about pulling it together. Well, we need this model community movement and many others, the masjids, imams. Why not take, they need membership to open up the credit union the way they want. Why are we not chasing them? Trying to put our monies into those banks. Put it into their hands. We can have lawyers. We can have other people that work in banks to verify they know what they're doing. We can make sure that what we put in the bank is backed by everything everybody else's banks are backed with. We're building our strength when we do that. We can find out who's banking from among our people, who knows banking, from among our people in the cities we live in. Why? Because if we open a bank with the credit union, what the brothers are speaking about, that Graceline Credit Union, in one city, we can do it in every city. We don't want a model community in one place in the country. We want it in every city. 50 of them first. Let's get one in every state in a large city. Then start spreading. And we don't have to wait till all 50 got it. But we know that should be a goal. 50 states should be banking and trust and credit unions owned by us, funded by us, building industry for us, and affecting the rest of the world in a good way. In a good way. We'll be able to fund putting who we want in to govern the country. And brothers and sisters, don't let people tell us we ain't Americans. Allah made us Americans. Slavery didn't make us Americans. Allah made us Americans because Allah allowed us to even come here, to be brought here, to have what was done to us done, to come up being a model. The Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, every time Islam comes back and renew itself, it starts with a people that are on the bottom. They're ignorant. Much have been taken from them. That's us. When it came to America, don't be ashamed to know that the Quran came to, at that time, a Negro, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He wasn't the only one. In Detroit, when Farad Muhammad was talking, he was talking to a number of people, but he was looking for somebody like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And where are the Muslims thinking they're right to speak against someone that Allah gave a gift to because somebody from East said that they didn't teach them? They didn't teach Muhammad the prophet either when he was right in their midst. Allah gave it to him to such a point, Abu Sufyan and a few others are quoted as saying, where did Muhammad get this from? We know he can't read, he can't write. Where did he get it from? They didn't want to say from God. Why would God pick him? This is throughout the Quran. Said in the Hadith. Why would God pick him over us? Why pick a man that can't read, can't write? It's the same thing that they're trying to say today. Why them? They were slaves a moment ago. They couldn't read, can't write, don't have their own money. That's going to come. Everybody else get our money because we prefer to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, our imams. We need our imams to, right here in America. We've lost the grip. This movement of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. Our brother Farrakhan, we love him. But he made a big mistake to split. Because when he split, he caused splits. There were other imams, Philadelphia and other places, where other imams wanted to leave Imam Muhammad or left him. Want to talk as if they got something. We don't see when Allah really blessed someone. When we look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for those who want to say he didn't have anything, what God are you saying gave him the gift that he got, if it's not Allah? Who gave Imam Muhammad the gift, if it's not Allah? So people, watch what you're saying. You say you're Muslim, we're not allowed to down another one. Especially if you're saying where did he get his knowledge from, and you know knowledge comes from Allah. And again, think about it. Think about our first 60 years or so, from 1930 to 1990. Think about that. There was still a lot of people couldn't read or write from our people. Especially, it was heavy all the way coming up into the 60s. You find grown men, grown women couldn't read. They would tell them when they go vote, when they set up, put your mark on the paper. Some didn't know whether it should be a check or an X or a dot, but they didn't know what the mark was supposed to be. Allah made us through a special situation and then gave us Islam to build the model community. We have to show the world how to live Islam without fear, working together, building, establishing. I mentioned we need imams. We're going to need architects. We're going to need engineers. We're going to need developers. We're going to need real estate agents, people that understand real estate, purchasing, and et cetera. We're going to need people who understand the environment of the earth, meaning some earth we can't build on. Some earth may have something in the soil that is contagious and harmful to build upon. So we need people that understand that. We need lawyers. We need accountants. And we need those just like the brothers and sisters of Graceline Credit Union, people that know banking, trust, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Investments, understand it. And many of us, we understand, but we didn't work in that field. We need the ones who work in that field, who understand it, who know it, that will be honest, that will be halal within themselves. to bind together from around the country, not in just in one area. As I said, the brothers appealed to Philadelphia, to a couple of messages, in South Jersey. And everybody talking about they want to do their own thing. Why not be a model working together? Why not be the ones that see that we work together and we fulfill a goal of being seen as, excuse me, the model that's moving things forward? Not to be seen. Think about the days of the nation. We weren't just seen. We made a difference. We made a big difference in things. Under Imam Muhammad, we made a big difference, no question about it. But as soon as our brothers and sisters started getting taught from overseas, and I don't mean the ones that went and got education and came back. You know, people from Pakistan, they're good for coming over here studying, learn to be a doctor, whatever, but then they're going back to their country and take what they learned back to their people and service their people.
Right.
Some of our people right here studying under someone, the sheikh, as they would call him, the sheikh. Who was the sheikh in the time of Muhammad the Prophet? Sheikh represents in English, OG. In other words, the person who knows history, knows things. Today you need education with some of it. But basically, you go to an area, who got the history? The older person. In these latter years, yes, we got a lot of college and everything. But once upon a time, that wasn't there. Think about it. There was a time we weren't allowed to go to school. There was a time if they saw a Caucasian teaching one of us, they'd punish the Caucasian. Here we got Islam today, and then we divide from each other? No, we have to work to build each other up. Our interest has to be, let's build. Allah wants us to build, let's build. That we need, and that is your skill, to be a part of a think tank, to say how we will build together across this country. And again, for me, the halal industry, Allah willing, will get up one day and work, and it will build plenty of economics for us to work with, regardless where we at. Anywhere in the country, that's the goal from Bilal Inc., the halal industry, and those of us that's a part of that. We're not rushing to get money out of your pocket. We're rushing to get your ability to help train others that we can begin the message or messaging across this country, getting the things we need, everything. I got an older brother. He was a police officer for 20-some years. We have a friend that was a commissioner. And I've been telling them for years, we're going to need them on board. Why? We want officers from among us, but we want those officers also be in conjunction with the language of the ongoing police department. We want the ties where they're necessary. In the first, we didn't need those ties. Police officers, you see us trying to fire somebody, they pull up, leave the sirens on, leave the lights turning, and wait till we finish, pick them up, and lock them up. And they would tell them as they're taking them. The Muslims don't bother you unless you do something. Think about that reputation that we had in the days of the Nation of Islam. Now, the first they wasn't sure. But then they come to find out, wait and hold it. When the Muslims go through, you must have did something to the Muslims. They punishing you. I bear witness of that. So we're going to take another break, inshallah.
Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. on edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self. With your host, Imam Ali Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build a model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719. 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit AM360.org, Parent Corporation Community Wide Show Conference at CWSC.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Yeah, I sound like, oh, thanks again, James. I'm sorry. We got a couple minutes, and we usually have this time for questions and answers, suggestions. But I'd like to thank the imam today for a very good topic. Those who have been around him for a period of time heard it time and time again, you know, because that's the stand he's taken, or that's his, as I will say, his style. Mm-hmm. And we bear witness that the truth on it, the sincerity that's behind it, that if we can just, as he said, as I would say, unite, sit down, put everything on paper. We put it on paper first. Before we ask for any paper, we put everything on paper. Organize it. Share your wealth with us. Your wealth is your experience. And I know how law works, he already prepared everybody for whatever he's about to put on them. We already been prepared for it. Just sit down and you think, and we get to think tank together. We can sit down, put everything on paper, and then we can make something happen, get something done for law's sake, or for with the law. So we got 10 seconds, and thank everybody for calling and listening to us. And we look forward to be here tomorrow from 6 to 7, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another edition of the Halal Industry. Do for self. Yeah, I'm calling up. Assalamu alaikum.